From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State group has launched two chemical attacks near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 people, and causing hundreds more to flee, Iraqi officials reported on Saturday. The latest attack took place in the town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State group for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned on Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Meanwhile, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours, he said, for the opposition delegation to arrive for the talks. The spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos' announcement that he will not seek re-election after his term expires in 2017. He's been in power the last 37 years and has given no explanation beside his decision to quit national politics. UNITA's spokesman says it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt by dos Santos to divert the public's attention from what he says is the dismal economic performance of the government. This is VOA News. UN Security Council is backing Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's call to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people they are sent to protect. Council adopted a draft resolution from the United States on the issue. Here is U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
The resolution underscores that peacekeepers found guilty, those found guilty of committing SEA do not deserve to serve in UN peacekeeping missions, sending a clear message to troop and police contributing countries who fail to take action to prevent or punish credible allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, as well as to all member states and to UN bodies to ensure that these investigations are carried out thoroughly, promptly, and impartially.
In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. UN chief has warned that the allegations tarnish the credibility of peacekeeping operations and the United Nations as a whole. French police have arrested 14 people protesting the presence of a migrant camp in Calais after they blocked bridges, set fires, and called for foreigners to go home. Calais has become a bottleneck for migrants hoping to cross the English Channel to Britain. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he says was a planned disruption that forced him to cancel a Chicago rally Friday night.
You know, Bernie was saying Mr. Trump should speak to his crowd. Mr. Trump, you know where they come from? Bernie's crowd. They're Bernie's crowd.
Republicans in Washington, D.C. held a convention on Saturday that was the same effect as a primary. Republican Party leader Tony Parker spoke with VOA about why large numbers of Republicans showed up to a vote in a city where Democrats dominate the local political scene.
I think people are really caring. I think people are really engaged in this election. I think they're tired of what they've seen in the last 8 years, and they want to change. And that's what you're seeing.
For the Democrats, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is far out in front in the delegate count, and Bernie Sanders is relying on big support by young voters to keep his candidacy strong. Five key states will be holding primaries on Tuesday. Those include Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. Winner-take-all states, each one where the top finisher wins all the delegates instead of splitting them with the runners-up. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.